How to stop anxiety from affecting your relationships. You love them, you know you do, but your brain keeps scanning every word they say, every pause, every text that takes too long to come back, looking for proof that something's wrong. That's not love going bad, that's anxiety doing what anxiety does. And the good news is you can quiet it down without losing the parts of you that actually care. To stop anxiety from affecting your relationships, name what you're feeling out loud. Slow your body down before you speak. Share the fear instead of the accusation, and get real treatment when self-help isn't enough. Therapy, medication, and TMS therapy all help, and most people see real change within a few weeks. Your brain isn't broken, it's just stuck on alert. When you have anxiety, your nervous system treats safe things like threats. Your partner sighs, and your body reads danger. They go quiet, and your chest tightens. They take 20 minutes to text back, and your stomach drops. You're not crazy. 46 million Americans live with an anxiety disorder every year. That's almost 1 in 5 people. You're in good company, even if it doesn't feel that way at 11 p.m. The problem isn't that you feel things. The problem is that your brain reads the wrong meaning into every signal. Once you can see the pattern, you can stop falling for it. The story your anxiety keeps writing. Anxiety doesn't just give you feelings, it writes stories. The story sounds like this. They're pulling away. They're losing interest. I said the wrong thing. They're going to leave. That story feels like fact. It isn't. It's your fear in costume. Here's a quick test. Next time you feel that spike of dread about your partner, ask yourself one question. What would a calm version of me think this means? If the calm version says they had a long day, and the anxious version says they're done with me, that gap is the anxiety, not the truth. This one trick won't fix everything, but it will buy you a half second of space. And that half second is where you stop reacting and start choosing. What to say when the spiral hits? Most people hide their anxiety from their partner. They snap, go quiet, or pick a fight because saying the real thing feels too vulnerable. But the real thing is what calms it. Try this script the next time it hits. My anxiety is talking right now. I know it's not all you.
That sentence does 3 things at once. It names the anxiety so it stops controlling you. It lets your partner help instead of guess. And it stops a fight before it starts. You don't have to be perfect at this. You just have to do it once. Then again. Then again. When good advice stops being enough, breathwork helps. Journaling helps. Couples therapy helps. But sometimes you do all the right things and your brain still won't let you rest. If any of this sounds like you, it's time to bring in real help. You've tried therapy and it isn't moving the needle. You're on a medication that worked at first and now doesn't. The anxiety is showing up in your body. Tight chest, racing heart, no sleep. You feel like you're slowly losing the relationship and you can't stop it. You've started avoiding the person you love because the anxiety is easier alone. None of that means you're broken. It means the tools you have aren't strong enough for what you're carrying. How we actually treat this at RSLNT. At RSLNT Wellness, we treat anxiety 3 ways, and we use whichever combination fits you. Therapy that works.
We use evidence-based approaches like cognitive behavioral therapy and acceptance and commitment therapy. These aren't talk about your childhood forever therapies. They give you tools you can use the same week. Medication management, when you need it. SSRIs like sertraline and escitalopram are the most studied anti-anxiety medications in the world. When prescribed right and watched closely, they help most people feel like themselves again. We don't push pills. We don't withhold them either. We figure out what your brain actually needs. TMS therapy, for when nothing else has worked. TMS stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a non-drug treatment cleared by the FDA. It uses gentle magnetic pulses to wake up the parts of your brain that handle mood and calm. No needles, no anesthesia. You sit in a chair, read a book, and go back to work after. Most patients finish in about 6 weeks and feel a real shift. You don't have to pick one. We mix and match based on what your life actually looks like. You're not the problem. The pattern is. Read that again. You're not the reason your relationship feels hard right now. The pattern is.
The pattern of your nervous system firing too loud.
the pattern of fear writing the script, the pattern of you trying to protect them from the part of you that scares you. Patterns can change. They've been changing in our patients for years. The person you love already knows you. They want the calmer version of you back, the one who can laugh at a dumb joke without spiraling, the one who can hear, "I had a hard day," without making it about you. That version of you is still there. We can help you find them. Frequently asked questions. Can anxiety actually ruin a relationship? Untreated anxiety can wear a relationship down. Constant worry, picking fights, avoiding closeness, and reading into everything are all common patterns. The good part is that most relationships heal once the anxiety is treated. The fight isn't between you and your partner. It's between you and the anxiety. How long does treatment take to work? It depends on the path. Therapy starts giving you tools in the first session, with bigger shifts in 8 to 12 weeks. SSRIs usually start working in 4 to 6 weeks. TMS courses run about 6 weeks. Most patients feel real changes inside a few months, not years.
Do I have to bring my partner with me? No, you can do all of this on your own. A lot of our patients start solo and bring their partner in later for 1 or 2 sessions once things have calmed down. The work is yours first. The relationship gets the benefit second. Ready when you are. You don't need to have it all figured out before you reach out. You just need to want it to feel different. Schedule a free 15-minute consult. One call, no pressure. We'll listen, ask a few questions, and tell you honestly whether we can help. You're not broken. You're tired. Let's fix the tired. I'm not a therapist or a doctor. I'm someone who went from suicidal ideation, major depressive disorder, and crippling anxiety to clarity of mind. I feel like I got my life back. RSLNT Wellness is the place that helped me get there. If you're struggling, you don't have to figure this out alone.